Hello, Evan. You're our first contestant today on the Big 550.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. This is where you, the consumer, get to suck up to the boss in the hopes that it'll turn into a promotion or say hello to the family and friends, or maybe you worked out some prearranged commercial endorsement, and here's where you get paid off. The five seconds are yours, Evan.
I just want to say good luck to my son, Logan, on his soccer game. Hopefully nobody gets sick from the heat. That's all.
Yeah, I hope so. Bring plenty of water, Dad.
Yep.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see the questions and categories that you can choose from. Led, as always, by our topical category, have you been paying attention? Category two is names in the news. And category three, the Emmy Awards. Which one would you like?
First one.
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. So you can earn a total of 15 points, but you don't have to get every one right. All you have to do is get half of the points or more to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
You are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
I'm not doing the Homer voice today because FXX is doing a Simpsons marathon that started yesterday. What is it, 588 episodes
it's
they're
the
doing?
First episode till the most recent. I think every episode.
I think that's,
ever.
I think it's 588 episodes, one right after the other. And I tuned in yesterday and I saw just a couple of minutes of a really early episode where Dan Castellaneta had not gotten the Homer voice down quite yet. And he was kind of talking like this, like an old man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, later on, it would have become, beer, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But those early episodes, he didn't quite have it down. And so I don't want to show him up by doing my perfect Homer here today.
Okay, yeah, because that kind of threw me a little bit.
I was on top of it. I had a story for you.
Okay, good. Or from Werenberg Theaters. We have movie passes. You might go to see the Guardians of the Galaxy or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We have the Expendables also, and a few more. Or we have a free bowling party at Crest Bowl or Kingpin Lanes. It includes 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to six people per lane. One large, one topping pizza from the Brickhouse Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those prices, Evan. Or, if you do get all the questions right for 15 points, a clean sweep, you will get all the prizes, a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Okay, your categories, have you been paying attention? We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Kent Brantley and Nancy Wright Bowl were released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta this week after being cured of what disease?
Ebola virus.
Correct. According to Forbes, which NFL franchise is the most valuable at $3.2 billion?
Seahawks.
Dallas Cowboys. Which bank will pay a record $16.65 billion fine to the Justice Department to settle allegations that it knowingly sold toxic mortgages to investors?
Fannie Mae. I don't know.
Bank of America.
Bank of America.
Which Middle Eastern country has made it illegal for men to have a vasectomy?
India.
Iran. According to a new study, which of these is not good for women to eat more than twice a week? Ice cream sandwiches, ramen noodles, or gluten-free popcorn?
Hey, gluten-free popcorn.
Ramen noodles. If you eat it more, ladies, if you eat that more than twice a week, you are 18% more likely to have heart problems.
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys are worth $3.2 billion. They're number one. Guess who's number 32 of 32? Your St. Louis Rams, they're only worth $930 million, which is why Stan Kroenke wants that whole new dome deal, or he's threatening the L.A. move. Mm. Let's see how you did here, Evan. You got, you got Ebola is all you got. That's not good.
No.
Not only, now we have to fly you to Atlanta at your expense and cure you with that, or I can punish you. Which one would you like?
Punish.
Okay. Here for the punishment today, I just read this week that William Hung got married. Remember William Hung?
Yes.
Oh, he's doing pretty well, it sounds like.
Yeah, ten years ago, he was on American Idol, and he sang She Bang. He did a horrible job with that. But I just read this week that he is now married and doing very well as an administrative assistant at the L.A. County Department of Public Health. I hope he didn't sing this at their wedding.
I heard his wife's
talk
pretty good
to
looking
me,
too, actually.
Tell me your name. You blow me off like it's all the same. You lit it fierce and I'm taking away like a bomb. Yeah, baby. Talk to me. Tell me your sign. You're switching sides like a Gemini. You're playing games and now you're hitting my heart like a drum. Yeah, baby. She bangs, she bangs. Oh, baby, but she moves, she moves. I go crazy cause she looks like a fly, but she stings like a bee, like every girl in history.
Okay, thank you, William.
I don't understand why they didn't pick
him. I don't either.
I loved it.
Yeah.
He came back. Him and Bieber need to go on tour together.
That would be your American Idol right there.
He came back on the finale show.
Yeah, there. I know. I know.
All right, Paul. Have a good one, buddy.
Evan, good luck to your kid at the softball game. Hope you have a good weekend. Thank you.
Right. Christmas album.
Here's our next contestant. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Paul. Here I am again.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, this time I would like to say hello to the local chapter, the St. Louis chapter of the National Federation of the Blind and National Federation of the Blind of Missouri.
Okay. Well, which category would you like? We have names in the news, the Emmy Awards, or miscellaneous multiple choice?
I'll take miscellaneous multiple choice.
All right, Nancy, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what city did Lenny Bruce make his last public appearance? New York, Chicago, or San Francisco?
San Francisco.
Correct. When were all American Indians granted U.S. citizenship by Congress? 1874, 1904, 1924.
1924.
Correct. Which city was home to the first zoo in the U.S.? Philadelphia, San Diego, or St. Louis?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is right. Who was the first U.S. president to marry while in office? John Quincy Adams, John Tyler, or James Polk?
Oh. Polk?
Tyler. In 2002, a painting from the Water Lily series sold for $20.2 million. Who painted it? Monet, Manet, or Van Gogh? Hurry.
Monet.
Did you say Manet or Monet?
Monet.
It's Monet.
Well.
Yeah, Monet.
Monet.
Yeah, Claude Monet. $20.2 million worth of Monet. But let's see how you did here, Nancy. You got the one, you got the two, you got the three, and then things fell apart. Only 6 points for you, and that means you have to be hung as well.
I guess I do.
All right.
He actually ended up getting record deals, and this is one of the songs that he sang.
You can't tell the world, you never was my girl. You can't burn my clothes when I'm gone. Oh, you can't tell your friends, just what a fool I've been. And laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can't tell my arms go back onto the phone. You can't tell my feet to hit the floor. Oh, you can't tell my lips to tell my fingertips. They won't be reaching out for you no more. But don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think.
Hard to believe it's been 10 years since this man had his 15 minutes of fame.
My heart, my achy, breaky heart. Oh. He might blow up and kill this man.
Yeah, okay.
That's enough. That's more than enough.
Nancy, I hope you have a good weekend. Thanks for playing.
Sure, thanks.
You're welcome. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just driving home and hopefully looking to somewhat of a cool weekend.
Hope so. Hope you got air conditioning.
Mark,
the categories that we have on the board here are names in the news, the Emmy Awards, or our new third category, MTV's Video Music Awards. Colin mentioned that they're having this year's ceremony for that on Sunday night. The Emmy Awards are Monday. Which one would you like?
We'll do the names in the news.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was featured on the cover of Sports Illustrated this week after becoming the first girl to pitch a shutout in the Little League World Series?
Monet.
Monet Davis is a... that's two people today.
Monet Davis. Monet.
The correct answer was Monet, yeah. What's the name of the American journalist who was beheaded by ISIS this week?
Foley.
James Foley is right. Which governor turned himself in after being indicted for abuse of power this week?
The Texas governor. Don't know his name.
All right, we'll go to the four-pointer then. Which Oscar-winning actor released an app that makes your iPad act like a typewriter, complete with a ding at the end of a line when you hit return?
Oscar-winning?
Yeah. You can pass if you want.
Ben Affleck.
Tom Hanks. It's called Hanks Writer. Who is the world's highest-paid supermodel, making $47 million in the last year, even more than her NFL superstar husband?
I don't know.
What if I told you the husband was Tom Brady?
Giselle Bundchen.
Giselle Bundchen would have been correct. And Rick Perry. Rick Perry is the governor who turned himself in this week. Yes, governor of Texas. And by the way, Monet Davis, what an inspirational story she is. She's not going to go on to the Little League World Series championship because her team, the Taney Dragons of Philadelphia, lost to Jackie Robinson West of Chicago yesterday. But she's got a lot of fame ahead of her, hopefully, and temporarily, there are people cashing in on the fame. I don't know if you heard about this, but somebody who went to the ball field and had her autograph a baseball, put it on eBay, and sold it for $510 within 5 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Mark, she wants to be a soccer player. I know that.
Mark,
no, I'm sorry, a basketball player. She wants to go to UConn and play basketball.
That's right. She wants to be a UConn Husky. Monet Davis and James Foley only earned you 3 points today, Mark, so I'm sorry we had to punish you. So as we move through the career of William Hung, first we had the American Idol song, then we had the record contract, and then the obligatory appearance at Wrigley Field.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and crabs.
Buy me some what?
Excuse me?
Oh, stop that. Wait, that's obscene.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't believe the Cubs would allow, typical of the Cubs to allow that sort of thing.
Sorry, we only have hot dogs, sir.
That truly is a seventh-inning stretch.
And right after that, he asked the guy for a wiener. All right, fine.
I think a dog.
Mark, thanks for playing. I hope you have a good weekend. Here we go with our fourth contestant. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
No, you. Not you, Mr. Strauss.
The contestant,
this
Dan.
Oh. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Honestly, I will give you guys prizes if you stop playing William Hung.
Well, then you have to do well.
What's around me. I got some homebrew beer. Just stop, for the love of God.
Well, I don't want you to have to shoot a whole case of it just because you're hearing him. But, well, you picked the category, and let's see if you can put a stop to it. You have the Emmy Awards or the MTV Video Music Awards.
I will do the Emmy Awards because I'm music illiterate.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Dan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which former Friends star is nominated for his work on HBO's Episodes?
It's Joey Tribbiani, Matt LeBlanc.
Correct. For 1 point each, who are the two stars of True Detective, both nominated for Best Actor?
Matthew McConaughey and, who's the pot smoker?
You can pass if you want. Say it.
Oh, he's the guy from Cheers.
Yeah. You want to come back to it?
Come back to it.
Which of these is nominated for Best
Variety? Woody Harrelson
is right. Which of these is nominated for Best Variety Series? Jimmy Kimmel Live, Late Show with David Letterman, or Conan?
Conan.
Jimmy. Which of these is not nominated for Best Comedy Series? Silicon Valley, Mike and Molly, or Louie?
Silicon Valley.
No, stick with Mike and Molly. I'm going to give you the points.
Okay.
We're going to run out of time here. Yeah, before I could get the last one out, the buzzer was going to sound there. And unfortunately, you're stuck right at the seven-point mark because you got Mike and Molly and Woody and Matthew and Matt LeBlanc. By the way, when you said the pot smoker, you already had Matthew McConaughey. You were thinking of the other pot smoker.
The other pot smoker, yes.
Yeah. Dan, 7 points doesn't do it.
Oh, you are a cruel, cruel man.
Do you want to know what the question was that would have put you over the top if you got it right?
What is the question?
Which Glee star has already won an Emmy this year for hosting Hollywood Game Night?
Oh, it's the... I cannot remember her name.
Time's up. You see, you would have been punished anyway. Jane Lynch was the answer.
Lynch, that's it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Tell them we'll send them a pizza if they don't play this.
Hey, we'll send you a pizza if you don't play it. I mean, homebrew beer. There's nothing better.
Thank you, but we're not hungry.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
For your cruel.
Hush, don't brains me rocking too
just
far.
Just sway with your
I'm
arms.
Not the man they think I'm at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
Okay, all right.
Dan, all right, thank you, guys.
You brought it on yourself. Enjoy the homebrew. Have a good weekend.
Oh, I will.
All right, here comes our final contestant today. Mark, an entire metropolitan area prays that you know something about the MTV Video Music Awards.
I think it's on MTV Channel.
All right, that's
tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just got home from work, looking for forward to a nice hot weekend.
All right. This is not about this weekend's Video Music Awards. This is about previous VMAs. So you got a shot, right?
Oh, sure.
Right.
60 seconds on the clock, Mark. Thanks for showing the confidence the Harris Challenge loves. Let's play. Whose song Sledgehammer won 10 VMAs in 1987?
Peter Gabriel.
Correct. Who won 8 VMAs in 2010 for her songs Telephone and Bad Romance?
Pass.
Who won 5 VMAs in 1999 for Livin' La Vida Loca?
Ricky Martin.
Correct. What group won 7 VMAs in 2005 for Boulevard of Broken Dreams and American Idiot?
Green Day.
Correct. Which female performer has won more VMAs than anyone in history?
Madonna.
Madonna. I was going to give you multiple choice. Madonna, Beyonce, or Mariah, but Madonna is correct. Back to the two-pointer. Who won 8 VMAs in 2010 for her songs Telephone and Bad Romance?
The gal that lives in the egg.
I have to ask our judges, can we accept that gal who lives in the egg?
No. No.
Lady...
Gaga. Oh, come on. She has an egg.
Mark, the good news for you is you're our only winner today, and you have saved us from a quintuple William Hung punishment. And what's really good about that is we were out of William Hung music right there. We would have had to do a rerun.
Yes.
But you got 13 points. Congratulations. You are a winner.
Oh, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You're very welcome. Thanks very much for playing the Harris Challenge, which we do every Friday right around 5:15 exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.